Keeneland opens up so everybody can get dressed up, and it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate and give us a beautiful weekend for Keeneland to get out there and enjoy it and enjoy all the you know, surrounding activities that go on at Keeneland. You know, lots of times when you go out there, you see area artists, musicians, and folks like that out there performing either, you know, in front of the whole crowd or in little pockets around around the venue. So
it really is a cultural event here.
It really is. It is deeply part of the Lexington culture.
Another event that's going on at the Woodford Theater, The Odd Couple is being performed.
Right. If you're already that far out toward Versailles, you can just keep going after Keeneland and go see The Odd Couple. This was actually a replacement show after the Woodford Theater's director left, and their interim director, Trish Clark, came in and decided that the show they had had booked was a little bit sprawling for them to take on. And so she went with an old favorite, The Odd Couple, and pulled together two of Lexington's real kind of rising, we're just starting to see a lot of them, rising star actors to play Oscar and Felix. We've got Evan Bergman, who a lot of people saw last summer in as Stanley in Streetcar Named Desire. So obviously Oscar will be a very different role from Stanley. And Tim Hall, who was also in Streetcar and has been in a lot of other shows, and including the studio Players, 39 Steps. And so this will be another chance to see him.
Increasingly, hospitals and medical centers are also becoming cultural venues. They feature the arts. There's an exhibit that's opening at the Chandler Medical Center. It's artwork done by Lena Tharsing.
Right, and she is from one of Lexington's big art families, the Tharsing family, and her mother, Ann Tower, and her father, Bob Tharsing, are well-known to the community, and Lena is becoming well-known throughout the region and the country. She's got shows coming up in Atlanta, and she's shown in Dallas, and so she's going to be concentrating on that work more coming up in the future. But right now she does have a show up at the Chandler Medical Center that is open 24 hours a day. So you could go see it at any time. And Tom Eblen wrote a column earlier this week about her and just how her career is really taking off. One of her big feathers in her cap was the Oxford American put her near the top of the list of Southern artists to follow about a year and a half ago or so. And so this just is continuing her work.
And then tonight at the Opera House, there's a concert titled Piano Lust. I don't know if I like that title. Lust isn't always a good thing. But in any case, it's a performance by Tedrin Lindsay.
Right, and people around here know Tedrin in a variety of guises, including he is a music and theater critic for the Herald Leader. He is also heavily involved in the University of Kentucky Opera program. He's a musicologist out at UK and has a vast knowledge of music, from very serious classical music to Broadway and show tunes and opera, and is also a heck of an entertainer. And so this is really him stepping out and putting on a big show in a big venue. Not quite sure what it's going to be, since it's a very new project for him. But if you've enjoyed Tedrin over the years and his various guises, like a Grand Night for Singing and programs like that, this will be a show to catch.
Enjoy your spring break, Rich.
Enjoy yours.